Being green can be so sexy. Well, at least you can be sexy and keep it green. Check out the Green Divas Eco Sexy Podcast for ways to keep it green in the bedroom or wherever you like to have sex. All right. We're on again with Jennifer Reed, who is a PhD candidate with the University of Nevada in Las Vegas. She's a Barrick Graduate Fellow, but she's doing a dissertation literally on eco-sexuality, among other things. But, of course, we found this to be a really interesting match. She's got some wonderful ideas. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
So, I think we have an interesting topic today we're going to embark on. I think we talked about planet as partner. And I don't fully understand, but I'm really ready to hear where we're going with this.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, a lot of it's just being open to hearing different perspectives.
Yeah.
Planet as partner. So it's really a metaphorical kind of perspective shift that we're talking about.
Yeah.
So in this more like modern era that we've been in, as I mentioned in another segment that I did, that we've kind of, you know, divided humans from the natural world, and
right.
really we're a part of it, and it's very harmful to us, you know, not just the environment, but our own health.
Right.
So part of being able to make this reconnection is changing the metaphor from Earth as mother that takes care of us all the time to Earth as lover and an equal partner.
Oh, interesting.
So there's actually a couple that promotes this. Annie Sprinkle, I mean, most people know who Annie Sprinkle is, performance artist that was, one of the first feminist porn stars. Has a very big following still.
Oddly enough, I don't know who she is, but obviously I'm going to have to go look her up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she's wonderful, wonderful. But yeah, she's very well known as far as, like I said, a feminist sex worker. And then her partner is Beth Stevens, who is an art professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz. And so the two of them have done performance art pieces around same-sex marriage, because when they went to get married as a couple, first of all, which this is kind of seems like a sideline, but I'll come back all the way full circle.
Okay.
When they went to get married as a same-sex couple in California is when Prop 8 had happened,
oh.
and they were not able to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started a series of performance art weddings around same-sex marriage. And at the same time, they were doing environmental justice work. And so they were kind of thinking about how do we put these two things together? They seem to have a lot of things in common. And they started looking at ecosexuality and what does it mean and how do we put, you know, environmental issues and sexual issues together, because they seem to have a lot in common.
Interesting.
And so they began this series to add into the series of weddings. They began actually marrying different elements. So when they had planned to do a series of seven weddings, performance art weddings, for 7 years, each a different color and a different theme that would go with different energy centers, or known as chakras, in our body.
Right.
Just as a way to, you know, as a way to kind of frame these weddings and make them fun and performance art and colors and so forth. But so in the fourth year of their weddings, they had this idea to add in this environmental component. And the fourth year is our heart center, and the color is green. So the color green, it made sense to, you know, marry the earth.
Right.
So they actually did an earth wedding
in
California in the Redwoods. So it was a really interesting that they literally, you know, changed the metaphor from earth as mother to earth as lover and as an equal partner.
They invited people
to come and join them in marrying the earth.
Wow. So it's a shift in the archetype, as, like you said, you know, earth as parent, mother, caregiver, to partner and lover, and really an interesting way to look at it. I like it.
Absolutely. And it's really gaining, I mean, it's gaining ground. You know, some people are like, it's pretty far out there. I don't know how far that'll go. But it's interesting, because some people are like, oh, this is kind of like new, crazy kind of thing. And it's not really so new. If you look back, particularly Italy comes to mind. They have had, in Venice, Italy, a marriage of the sea, where they symbolically right. wedded the city of Venice in Italy to the Adriatic Sea. That's been going on since, like, the thousands.
Yeah.
And so this is not entirely new. You know, this it started out kind of as a symbolic wedding thing there. But then eventually there was a pope who said, you know, let's cast a ring and throw the ring into the sea and actually make this like a nuptial. So this isn't completely like off base from things that have been done in the past. And at the time, you know, that was done to, you know, to symbolically, you know, marry the sea, because their economy in Venice was very dependent on the sea. And
right.
so they wanted to, you know, to show gratitude and show, you know, and ask for the sea to please, you know, bring them prosperity and to be kind to them so that, you know, that people would be safe, you know, sailing on the sea. So, so it's really interesting that this is based in something that has, you know, has kind of happened in the past and
well,
that it is gaining ground again. There's been recently in the news of a Latin American actor. He's actually a Peruvian actor, Richard Torres, and he is, he's been said to be kind of Johnny Depp's doppelganger, but he has married trees on three occasions now.
really?
And there's, you know, in Colombia, in Argentina, and in Peru.
Interesting. Well, I think there's something to be said about considering the partnership, considering that aspect, maybe not as much the sexual aspect of it, which I'm sure people could get weird with, but
right.
But really understanding the concept of partnership and what that
yeah.
means, and like a marriage, what does that mean? You know, when you're married with someone, it's give and take, and you respect each other, hopefully, and, you know, you have your squabbles, but in the end, you come back together and you have a partnership.
Absolutely.
An enduring partnership, maybe the word sustainable even.
Right. No, that's very true. And I mean, and even the thought of, you know, if you love your partner, you want to protect your partner, you
right,
know, and
right.
and it gets away from this, you know, the earth is tired. We've taken a lot from the earth and it's time to maybe give back a little bit.
Aw. Well, Jennifer, as always, very, very thoughtful. And I'm looking forward to continuing having conversations with you. You know, keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I would love to speak with you again. Thank you
all
for
right.
the opportunity to be here.
Thanks, Jennifer. Turned on yet? Well, go to thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com. To learn more about this Green Diva's eco-sexy podcast and find other low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green.